You know all those cards you have shoved away in cardboard boxes, cards you think are commons? Today, I'm going to tell you why you need to take good care of them, because I have five stories of cards that came out of the common bin and became worth a ton of money.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me on my journey to profit from the hobby we all love.
Hello, sports card investors. I hope you've had a great week so far, and we are going to make it even better today because today I have some inspirational stories for you. I have cards that rose from the dead, cards that people thought were worthless, cards that people threw into common bins and said, this card will never be worth anything again. And then all of a sudden, it became worth a lot. So hopefully this will provide you a little inspiration today to take care of your commons and look for those types of opportunities. But first, I wanted to thank everybody who registered for the Virtual Sports Card Con 2020. We have thousands of people who have registered to be part of it. It is just over a month away, the end of July. And if you have not registered to be part of it yet, you are missing out. And you should go to sportscardinvestor.com right now and click the Virtual 2020 in the main menu bar. Whether you're an attendee or a dealer or a breaker, it is 100% free to register, and it's going to be the biggest live streaming event that this industry has ever seen. So go register right now. It's completely free to register. Go register by going to sportscardinvestor.com and click on the Virtual 2020. Okay, guys, let's provide this inspirational story of five cards that people totally gave up on, These were cards that, you know, were sitting in people's common bins that people gave up on, and boy, did they come back to life. And let's start with one Josh Hamilton. Yes, Josh Hamilton, you remember the very famous baseball player. We're going to go back in time to his 1999 Bowman Chrome rookie card in PSA 10. Now, you guys probably know Josh Hamilton was a hugely regarded prospect when he came into baseball. He, in fact, was the number one pick in the 1999 draft by the Tampa Bay Rays, and many people thought he was going to be a transcendent player and, in fact, a savior for the relatively new Tampa Bay Rays organization. People were so excited about this guy. He showed potential early on in the minor leagues. He showed that he had a lot of potential, but then his career quickly came to a screeching halt. He had a combination of off-field issues, injuries, as well as potential drug issues that started to surround his career. And it started to take the toll while he was in the minors. But despite all of that, the Rays still had plans to bring Hamilton up in the 2004 season and hope that this guy was really ready for his debut and to show his promise. But he then failed three drug tests leading into that season. Three drug tests when he was supposed to be debuting as his big savior for the Tampa Bay Rays. The Major League Baseball suspended Hamilton for a year due to these failed drug tests back in 2004. And this actually started a downward spiral for Hamilton, which ended up keeping him out of baseball for 3 years. So this guy who had all of the potential in the world was now out of baseball for 3 years. And in fact, during this suspension in January of 2005, you could have bought Hamilton's 1999 Bowman Chrome PSA 10 for $4.75. That is how far, $4.75, this card. People were throwing this card in their commons bin, even in PSA 10, $4.75, right? But then Hamilton eventually made his comeback. He got some help. He sobered up. He was given another shot by the Cincinnati Reds in 2007. And boy, did he take advantage. He actually made five straight All-Star appearances. won the American League and the American League Championship Series MVP, got three Silver Slugger Awards. This is truly an epic comeback lesson in what Josh Hamilton was able to do. Not only did he turn around his life, he turned around his baseball career in the biggest of ways. And in fact, in May of 2012, he had a four home run game, tying a Major League Baseball record. And a week after this game, that same card, that same 1999 Bowman PSA 10, sold for $300. A week after that game in 2012, the card that you could have had for $4.75 sold for $300. That is an increase of 6,215%. So Josh Hamilton's cards are certainly those that rose from the dead. Another guy who rose from the dead in a different way, Nick Foles. You guys know Nick Foles. Nick Foles obviously continues to be in the spotlight and continues to be a well-regarded quarterback in the NFL. But Nick Foles' career has been full of up and downs. When he got into the league with the Eagles, he had some success his first couple of years. He had a couple of playoff wins, and in fact, he made the Pro Bowl in the 2013 season, and a lot of people were excited about Nick Foles and what he could do. But then in 2014, he really declined. The Eagles were not as good. He was not as good. And then the Eagles ended up shipping him off to the Rams. In St. Louis, things did not really take off for Foles. He only lasted there 1 year. Then he went to Kansas City as a backup before the 2016 season. And a lot of the hype at that point and the, you know, the excitement that people had about Foles early in his career, all of that had been lost. Foles then went from Kansas City to the Eagles, where he was a backup in 2017. So he went back to the Eagles. And in fact, 2 months after he was re-signed by the Eagles in a backup role, you could find his Topps Chrome Black Refractor Auto, number to 25, graded BGS 9.5. So this is a premier card, his Topps Chrome Black Refractor Auto. Only 25 of these in the world. It's an auto card. It's his rookie card. It's BGS 9.5. You could find that card for $35. That card sold for $35 in May of 2017. But then this is where Foles' career started to turn around like a Hollywood movie script. In his first season back during week 14, as you probably know, Carson Wentz went down with a torn ACL, but the Eagles were really good and on their way to the playoffs, and Nick Foles was given the keys to the kingdom, and boy, did he take advantage. He led the Eagles into the playoffs and victories against the Falcons and the Vikings, and yes, the almighty New England Patriots led the Eagles to the Super Bowl victory and the Super Bowl ring. Foles received Super Bowl MVP. So, I mean, An amazing run, an amazing Hollywood story for Foles in 2017. And 4 days after that Super Bowl victory and that Super Bowl MVP award, this same card that had sold for $35 just months prior, this card that had sold for $35 sold for $500, an increase of 1,306% over the course of one football season. Definitely a card that rose from the dead, and a pretty sweet deal for anybody who is holding on to Nick Foles cards through the 2017 season. All right, are you guys getting a little excited now about some of the cards you might have in your commons bin? You guys might have some cards in there that, you know, some players, some backup quarterbacks, or some baseball prospects who you've forgotten about who might actually have a career, you know, revive down the road here. Much like, by the way, in basketball, Paul George. Paul George has a similar story. Now, Paul George came into the league in 2010, and he got off to a good start with the Pacers. He contributed in the Pacers' playoff appearances his first couple of years that he was with the team. There was a lot of hype around Paul George. A lot of people were excited about him. But Following his second season in the league, Paul George had a catastrophic injury. He was actually practicing for USA basketball, and he had a brutal compound fracture in both bones in his lower leg. The injury shocked the NBA world. A lot of people speculated as to whether George was even ever going to be able to return and play basketball again with that type of injury. He missed almost the entire following season. He had to aggressively rehab his leg, and his card prices dropped considerably. Now, we're going to look at his 2010-2011 National Treasures RPA number to 99 in BGS 9.5 condition, because this is the premier rookie card. You know, if you're a basketball card investor or collector, the National Treasures cards, the RPAs, those are your very premier cards in the basketball world for your modern players. And this one was graded 9.5, number to 99, a beautiful card. Card sold for $1,400 while he was sidelined doing the rehab from that broken leg injury. You could find this card for $1,400. But as we all know, Paul George, you know, proved the doubters wrong, and he came back and he was great back on the court. In fact, his first season back, he made the All-Star game. He then made the All-Star game for three consecutive years. In the 2016 All-Star game, he was 1 point shy of tying Wilt Chamberlain's records for the most points ever scored in an All-Star game. Then the Pacers moved him over to Oklahoma City. He signed with Oklahoma City, and there he was very productive, teamed up with Russell Westbrook in OKC, made two playoff appearances with the Thunder, again, continued to be an all-star with the Thunder. And then, as we know, this past offseason, he went from the Thunder to the Clippers, where he has teamed up with Kawhi Leonard in L.A., and they are one of the NBA's best teams this year. They got a real legit shot at making the finals and winning a title, which we could see here in the next few months as the NBA season is resuming. With all of this happening, with him going to LA, teaming up with Kawhi, and having a real shot at a potential title run this year or in the future, his cards, of course, have shot back up in value again. And earlier this year, this same RPA in BGS 9.5 from National Treasures that sold for $1,400 back when he was rehabbing from that broken leg several years ago, just sold for $7,730, an increase of 452%. So Paul George, another guy who you might have been tossing in the commons bin back when he had that leg injury, pull those cards out, man, because have they gone up in the last few years? Another player who rose from the dead. Let's switch back to football for a huge increase for a backup quarterback in football who was a backup for several years and certainly now is a very bona fide starter in the league, Jimmy Garoppolo. So Jimmy Garoppolo was a second round pick back in 2014 by New England. And at that point in time, Tom Brady, if you remember, was a little bit like, wait, why did we pick this guy? Because it was 2014 and Tom Brady still had a lot of career in front of him. He still does potentially have a lot of career in front of him. But especially back in 2014, he had a lot of career in front of him. So people were a little surprised that the Patriots spent a second round pick on a quarterback. And Tom Brady was a little bit surprised as well. And Jimmy Garoppolo really didn't see the field very much as Tom Brady's backup. And so, you know, most collectors, after a couple of years of Garoppolo almost entirely sitting on the bench, the excitement around his card certainly started to wane. He did, in his third season, get a chance to come in and start due to Brady's Deflategate suspension, but he only lasted 2 weeks and then he sprained his shoulder. So his big opportunity in his third season to actually see the field as a starter was wasted due to a shoulder injury. And that was essentially the end of Garoppolo's opportunity in New England. And in fact, in the 2016 offseason, you could find his 2014 National Treasures NFL Gear auto rookie card, number to 49. You could find that card for $25. in the 2016 offseason. After Akins as a backup in 2017, they decided to move, the Patriots moved Jimmy G to the Niners in exchange for a second round pick. And then Garoppolo missed the majority of the 2018 season due to injury. He was, you know, people thought he was going to be finally get his chance in San Francisco and everyone was excited about him. And then, of course, unfortunately got injured, missed most of the 2018 season. But since then, Garoppolo's career has risen from the dead. And as you know, he's now gone 19-5 while a starter in San Francisco, has thrown 39 touchdowns so far, and of course led San Francisco to the Super Bowl this past year. And even though some have questioned his performances in the playoffs, San Francisco is a solid team, well-built team, good, well-coached team, and Garoppolo and San Francisco is going to be in the conversation in the playoffs and the Super Bowl for years to come. And in fact, right after Garoppolo lost the Super Bowl, this exact same card, this 2014 National Treasures NFL Gear Auto rookie card number to 49 that had sold for $25 back in 2016, sold for $300 right after he lost the Super Bowl, an increase of 1,086%. So Garoppolo, another guy you might have in your common bin somewhere. Definitely pull him out of there if you do. All right, let's go to our final player who rose from the dead. And we are going to stick with another quarterback in football. We are going to talk about Ryan Tannehill. And we're going to talk about Ryan Tannehill's 2012 Contenders Cracked Ice rookie card auto numbered 220. Now, as many of you know, Tannehill was drafted by the Dolphins, and they thought that they were going to get him in 2012 as their franchise quarterback. They really thought he was going to be the guy. He was going to come in. He was going to lead their franchise to greatness. And he showed moments. He had times with the Dolphins where he showed potential, and they really thought he was going to be the guy, but then he always slid back. He had injury problems. It was never consistent, and this went on for seven seasons. Seven seasons with the Dolphins, Tannehill was kind of their starter, but never quite fully believed in as their starter, injuries and just inconsistent play. So finally, the Dolphins gave up on him after the 2018 season. And in fact, it was during the 2018 season that you could have bought this 2012 Contenders Cracked Ice Auto number to 20 of Tannehill for $305. In March of 2019, Tannehill was traded to the Titans. He became their backup quarterback behind Marcus Mariota. But as we know, Marcus Mariota, his play was not great. It was never great for the Titans. And it was finally during this season that they decided to give up on Marcus Mariota and bench him after 6 weeks of poor play and give Tannehill his chance. And it's a storybook. It's a storybook. Much like Nick Foles didn't end with a Super Bowl ring, but a pretty sweet storybook nonetheless. Tannehill came in and immediately started playing great. He led the Titans all the way to the AFC Championship game, including, by the way, a huge upset of the Baltimore Ravens during the playoffs. He won Comeback Player of the Year for the NFL this year. He was the passer rating league leader this year. Made it to the Pro Bowl. What a storybook comeback by Ryan Tannehill. And his card prices came back as well. And in fact, that same card that had sold for $305 in 2018 sold for $1,346 the week that the Titans were preparing to play in the AFC Championship game. The card went from $305 to $1,346 over the course of less than a two-year span. That is a 341% increase. And we'll see where it can go from there, because the Titans are all in on Tannehill, having signed him to a huge extension this offseason. And if he can continue to prove success for the Titans, his cards can continue to potentially go up and up. So Tannehill, another player who rose from the dead. Folks, I hope I gave you some inspiration for those thousands of cards you probably have sitting in cardboard boxes and common boxes. Hopefully you've got the next Ryan Tannehill or the next Josh Hamilton sitting in one of those cardboard boxes. And when you see that player break out in a year or two, you're gonna have to go sifting through all of those cards to figure out what you've got and if you have some of those players' cards. It's always a thrill to get to do this. I wanted to give a shout out to Tyler the Hammer on my sports card investor team for helping do some research on these players and pull historical pricing information for this episode. Thank you, Tyler. And I would love for you to get the opportunity to see Tyler, to meet Tyler, and to meet everyone on my team, as well as all of these dealers from all around the country who are going to be participating in the virtual Sports Card Con 2020. We have 50 dealers so far and climbing signed up to participate. It's going to be an amazing five-day live stream event taking place at the end of July, and it is completely free to register. Go to sportscardinvestor.com and click on the virtual 2020. And of course, while you are there on sportscardinvestor.com, check out our membership program. We are making awesome improvements to our membership program each and every day. It is getting better and better and better, and I would love to have you as part of it. Click on the membership button on the main menu bar. As always, I appreciate you subscribing to my YouTube, subscribing to my podcast, hit the little subscribe button and the little bell icon. Every subscription makes a difference. Thanks so much for watching, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see you back in a couple of days with my next episode. Take care.